Let's start the hour by getting Dr. Deborah Stroman on the line. She's a professor at the Kenan Flagler Business School at UNC, longtime sports commentator and participant in the Senior Games, which is going on this month, and joins us now by phone. Dr. Stroman, hi.
I'm doing well, Aaron. Thank you for mentioning the National Senior Games. We made it back. Sorry we did not bring a medal back to the state of North Carolina, though.
Still a lot of fun, though, right?
Oh, definitely. 10,000 athletes, 19 sports over 14 days. And I encourage anyone over the age of 50 to look up the National Senior Games. It's a great, great time. It's every 2 years. They go to different cities. We just got back from Birmingham, where we played basketball. Just so inspirational, especially seeing people, 75, 80-year-old people competing. One of my highlights was hearing about a gentleman, 95 years old, who won the high jump. He jumped 3 feet.
I don't think I could jump 3 feet, to be honest. Right?
But it's really, really a great program.
Oh, that's really cool. Awesome. So where is it in 2 years?
They're going to Albuquerque.
Oh, nice.
I remember my first time in Albuquerque, I opened up my car door and there was this little bird sitting there. And I said, oh, my Lord, it's a roadrunner. It was my first time actually seeing a real roadrunner. I ran into the building and I told everybody I just saw a roadrunner. And they didn't move at all.
Of
they were
course.
Like, oh, that's our state bird. Yeah. But it's really a cute little animal.
Well, that's awesome. Well, that wrapped up. Also just wrapping up the NBA Finals with the Golden State Warriors winning their second title in 3 years. Take on the NBA Finals, Golden State winning two out of the last three, and they appear to be set up to do pretty well in future years as well.
Well, there's no doubt it was a very, very impressive showing by the Warriors to only lose one game. Now, arguably, maybe Cleveland should have won that game three where they fell apart in the last 3 minutes, but the Golden State Warriors are possibly the model team or the blueprint for future contenders. There were some strange things that happened, though, when you look at analytics for the Warriors. They are known as one of those franchises that definitely leans on mathematics and statistics to win. But what's interesting is they didn't do conventional NBA wisdom. As in shoot some free throws, get to the free throw line, use a lot of pick and rolls. Their shooting percentage in terms of their rate was ranked 20th in the league, and they were actually last in league percent of plays that finished in the hands of someone who was on the pick and roll. Actually, the league leader is Charlotte, but they did not do that. Now, my question is it because they just had two outstanding shooters in Kevin Durant and Steph Curry that you can get away with this. But it's very interesting how they won this entire season.
So taking a look at the analytics, taking a look at the numbers, what was it about Golden State that stands out?
Well, number one, you have to say it's their shooting percentage. They shot 47%. And having two people, and as LeBron said, they just have too much firepower. When you have two people who are MVPs of the league, when you take one out, you really don't miss a beat. And then you look at Klay Thompson, who, you know, has scored, you know, 80 points, 50 points. He can score at will, and he really got started in game three. They just have a chaotic brand of offense where you could have a Steph Curry just as likely to set an off-the-ball screen, or he can do a high pick and roll. It's just very, very unique the way they can put out all these players who can play offense so well. What's not being spoken much about is their defense as well. Except for Steph Curry, you really have four people who are all-stars on the defensive end, so they can shut teams down. It's just an interesting mix. I don't know if you can duplicate it. I just think they have a very, very special blend of players on that team.
Talking with Dr. Deb Stroman, and again, looking back at Golden State winning the NBA title very recently, and now everyone's looking ahead at 2017, 2018, and then 2019, 2020 beyond that, and saying, man, we got Steph Curry and Kevin Durant teaming up on one team. It's going to be really difficult for anyone to beat them other than LeBron James carrying the Cavs to those three straight wins at the end of the NBA Finals last year and coming away with that ring. No one's really been able to touch Golden State for the last 3 years, and now that they've got Kevin Durant, it looks like that might continue. But what do you see as being the fly in the ointment, or what do you see as being the thing that might stop Golden State from going on a long, sustained run?
Well, it's off the court. It's the money.
Mm-hmm.
And so Steph Curry, he's 29 years old. He's eligible for a five-year, $205 million extension this offseason. So we know he's going to get his money. So what do you do with Kevin Durant? Will he be willing to take less than the maximum contract extension? Really, Kevin Durant has three options. He can take that salary that he's due, and it's strange to even talk these numbers, but really it's $27 million for one season of basketball. So he can opt in, and then the Warriors can take care of their other key players like Steph, Andre Iguodala, Livingston, and then they can keep moving from there. But if he opts out, if Kevin Durant says, I'm not going to play that ball game, he can re-sign for $30 million a year. And basically what that means is he's allowed to get 120%. He can get up to 120% of your current salary. And then the next option would be, I'm just going to opt out completely, and he's going to demand the maximum salary. So, sure, I'm sure they have deep pockets. They could probably pay Durant and Steph maximum. But the question is, 2019, Klay Thompson is now eligible for a new contract, and there's no way they can afford that. Something's got to break up. Now, as of right now, Kevin Durant is saying that he's going to take less than what he's due. But now the question is, how less? Will he accept $2 million less, $5 million less, $10 million? So there are a lot of folks with suits on, a lot of lawyers that are going to be working the books over the next month.
I'm speaking with Dr. Deb Stroman again, Keenan Flagler Business School. I've been talking about basketball and the National Senior Games, talking about the NBA Finals. Let's go down to UNC basketball and UNC women's basketball in particular. Not on the court, but in this case, off the court. Great star for UNC women's basketball, now an all-star in the WNBA. Ivory Latta just added a line to her resume as the author of a children's book called Despite the Height. So let's talk about this. It's a really cool book that she just published.
Well, you think about the icon faces for UNC athletics on women's sports. We know about Mia Hamm. We know about Charlotte Smith, who dunked the ball, David Thompson's niece, and now doing a great job over at Elon, leading their program over there. But definitely one of the icons for women's sports at UNC is Ivory Latta. She hails from a very small town in South Carolina, left that great state as the player of the year to journey up to Tar Heel country, which you know a lot of people did not like. But she said, you know, all her life, whether she was in AAU, in high school, people always doubted her, saying that she's too small to play in the ACC. They're just going to kill you. You know, you're going to get crushed. And so she felt that now was the time to tell her story. And what's unique is how it happened. It was actually in 2008. She was invited to a national book festival, and she was actually in D.C., and she was sitting at the table with our first lady, Laura Bush. And there was an author there who asked Ivory, hey, would you consider ever writing your own book? And so she sat on it. But now, years later, they worked on it for 4 years, Charles Smith. And Ivory Latta put together this wonderful book, just encouraging young people to have a good work ethic and don't be bothered with the size, your frame, as in you can still do it. So I just want to promote that and give a big shout out to Ivory Latta for putting this book together and telling her story.
And you can get it online via Amazon. We'll have it in bookstores all over the place as well. And it's really worth checking out. Have you gotten a chance to actually read the book? I know I haven't yet.
No, I have not, but I've read some excerpts, and certainly, you know, for a player who's, what, in our 11th season in the WNBA,
yeah,
she's almost averaging 10 points a game, and her three-point percentage still leads all the Mystics who played regular season with that franchise. She shoots about 42% from three, but it's very, very inspirational. I definitely will get a copy and a signed copy, and maybe I can get Ivory Latta to get some signed copies to raffle for all the great WCHL listeners out there.
That sounds good. I've seen some pages from the book, and it looks beautiful too, like well written and illustrated well as well.
Well, it just shows how athletes touch society and how you can make a difference in different ways. But certainly she's taken her athletic skill and what she's learned, lessons over the years, and she wants to inspire young people and encourage them and keep them positive. And she giggles about how she's listed as 5'6", but, you know, I know Ivory. I think she's barely 5'5", which makes it even more special for her to do this book.
Well, the book is Despite the Height. It's available on Amazon by Ivory Latta. Check that out. Deb Stroman, Kenan Flagler Business School, thank you so much.
Thank you.